Welcome to Everdone! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tony.
Hi, baby.
That man right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a beard warner.
Good day, Tony.
I forgot the new open.
I actually kind of did too.
I forgot it too, to be honest. I actually forgot what it was.
What was it?
Back to the Hammer Down screen, please.
Gosh.
Welcome to Hammer Down!
What's that? No.
We're doing a gambling show.
That was sports betting program.
Sports betting program. Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on?
You know, picks Thursday mostly.
Picks Thursday. No bullshit. Let's do it. Okay. Otter, how are we?
I'm doing fantastic, Tony. I did go 6-1 in the NBA last night, all the way fucking back. Thank God.
How'd my picks do?
Go.
Who'd you have?
Cavs money line and
Cavs came through.
One other money line.
I think it did come through because I think I was on the same one as you.
Yeah.
How did you do?
5-0.
Ooh, is that good?
Not bad.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Also fucking UTEP. Never doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, so
poor person.
Sam Houston State, play of the year. They let me down. They let us down. They let their families down. They let the great university of Sam Houston State down.
I was on Boston.
Yeah, the play of the year is retired until I decide that there is a play of the year, which there kind of is this weekend.
Man, Sam Houston State was up a lot of points.
Oh, yeah.
They were. I counted my chicks.
I was watching the rumble at the bar. I was so happy.
So today we have
Blue Angel Flyers.
Blue Angel Flyers. The NFL.
Oh, yeah.
NCAA football.
Oh, yeah.
College football. We don't recognize the NCAA.
Agreed. College football.
I mean, I recognize the NCAA.
You shouldn't. Nobody does.
What?
They might.
Scumbag organization.
All they really have power over? March Madness.
Boom.
Big Ten's also diving in on that one, too.
They do have power.
Hate to break that to you.
Is there any show tonight?
Oh, yeah. Full slate.
A little NBA?
Oh, yeah. Two games.
Footy?
Two games.
Oh, yeah. All weekend.
I'm very excited for Dame to be on the Bucks.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about that.
I watched the preseason game.
Why is Booker not playing? Like, come on. Fucking second game of the year. It's not a back-to-back. Like,
he was questionable going into that
game. I don't care, dude. You're in LA, second game of the year, fucking suit up, dude.
I know, but it's also like,
this is why people don't care about the NBA, though. We're second game of the year, and the guy's fucking sitting out.
Okay, I understand, but he still has 80 other fucking games that he's going to play. Like, it's fine.
That's why you got to be an Eastern Conference guy and just ignore
East Coast
is the men's league.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's not true.
Oh, yeah.
Very true.
The Eastern Conference is just way more enjoyable to watch. Be a fan of.
A lot of dogs in the East.
Tonight in the NFL, the Bucks are at the Bills. We have a 9 at DraftKings, 9.5 everywhere else. Am I confident tonight? I'm not.
Shouldn't be.
But I am going to. The fuck does that mean?
Jeez.
It's a 9.5 point spread.
You don't even know what my pick is.
You don't even know what his pick is.
I don't think anybody should be.
It could have been Baker under. Ooh. You would have felt good about that, wouldn't you?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But my unconfident pick is the Bucks buying 0.5 point. To 10.
10 piece.
Yeah.
Primetime unders this year.
Very good, actually.
16-7.
Yep.
Primetime unders since 2019. 155, 102, and 3. It's Thursday night. We're going under!
Whoa! Whoa! Holy shit!
Woo-hoo!
Bruce doesn't bet totals, but if he did.
Yeah, I do agree with you, Gumpy, that the you know, kind of universal law of Thursday night football under applies here. I'm with you, Tony, on the Bucks. I think that they keep it close, and I don't think that their recent struggles, the Bills' recent struggles, are behind them. The tea leaves, though, I will say, the Bills are 12-0 at the spread as a favorite when they did not cover the previous week.
Interesting. That is a good tea leaf.
It's
that feels wrong.
Is that like from the Josh Allen era?
No, let me.
Second year. Confused.
Because they were a favorite in London.
Were they?
And against the Giants.
Yeah, they were definitely against the Giants.
Let's get the parameters right. No. You're right.
The tea leaves.
Buffalo is 12-0-2 at the spread as a two pushes at the spread as a favorite coming off a road game.
Okay.
Where they were not double digits favorites and failed to cover by more than two.
So there's quite a bit more parameters.
Yeah. I always forget the parameters.
There were parameters where they are 12-0-2 in this situation. We just had to get there.
Yeah, we just had to get there.
Okay.
But with all that said, I'm with you on the Bucks. I think Baker keeps it close.
Bucks under. Bucks.
Fuck. This feels horrible that we're all on the Bucks, but I'm also taking the Bucks at 9.5.
The public's on Bills. Close. So that has anything to do with anything.
That was my only reasoning. I could not find stuff. If this game was on the 1 o'clock slate, I would not bet.
No, absolutely not.
If it was at 1 o'clock, the Bucks would be a mortal lock, in my opinion.
Rams are at the boys. 6.5s and 6s. I like the Rams plus 7. I will buy the half here.
I'm out.
I like the Cowboys minus 6.5.
I got a lot of.
I think the Rams. I'm very down on the Rams this year, and it's kind of bitten me in the ass. So we'll see.
Okay.
That Rams defense falling apart against your Pittsburgh Steelers made me very worried about their chances in this one. And then obviously, as is the case with the Rams all year, they got to keep Matt Stafford upright and with a clean pocket. And I think they'll struggle to do that with the Cowboys. I'm on the Cowboys as well, laying the 6.5.
Okay. Vikings at the Packers. Vikings are slight road favorites, and I like them. I will take the Vikings money line in this one.
Yeah, I'll join you. I don't know. I've had enough of this Packers team. Yeah. I can't fucking take it.
That'll make two of us.
I'm fucking out.
The biggest thing is I think the Vikings defense is improving under fucking beef love.
Yeah, Flores seems to be dialing it up.
Yeah, the Vikings is the only side. I'm not playing it, but the Packers are definitely on the no-fly list.
Okay. Yep. Mitt, anything there?
Nah, same as Bruce. Okay. I am done with the Packers, and I'm not in on the Kirk Cousins train just yet. Let me see it for one more game.
Falcons are at the Titans. Falcons are road favorites of -2.5 to -3. Willis or...
both.
Levis.
Yes, thank you. Both. Got you. Levis probably leaning to get in the start, it feels like. Mm-hmm. If Tannehill can't go. But it sounds like whatever.
Should be Levis until he stinks it up, right?
Well, because, you know, Tannehill's had... Well, because you mean Malik Willis has had a few chances.
Yeah, we've seen him.
Yeah, I tend to lean that way. Let's see what the other guys got. Mm-hmm. I stay away. Too many unknowns here for me.
Give me Falcons money line on the road. I hate to go against the Titans at home.
Money line.
Yeah.
I have done this way too many times this year for a team that is not that good, but I'm taking the Falcons again, money line. Don't break my heart, Artie Smith. I fucking love you, buddy.
Love you, Artie.
I got nothing here.
Okay. Pats, Dolphins, Tyreek practice? Mostert practice?
I don't think Mostert really practices.
Okay.
I think they've kind of learned that, you know, the best way to keep Mostert healthy is maybe don't practice.
9s and 9.5. So I'll stay away from this.
Yeah, there's no reason to be laying this much.
Yeah, I did not like a side here, but I'm going the under. I did throw this in before the Tyreek Hill was practicing news. I kind of thought that they were going to sit him. So I might take this one out. Not a super confident under of 45.5 here just with all the injuries. And then I think New England's bad.
I'll tell you one better. I could get you 47.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Wow.
I'm going to lay it. I think that the Patriots are, you know, kind of better than you know, Boston Connor will tell
sure,
us.
Sure.
But I don't think that this is the spot for them. I think they need to be under the total, grinding it out, you know, Mac Jones with a drive late, that type of thing. And I don't see him slowing down the Dolphins too much.
Texans are at the Panthers. Both teams coming off a bye. 3.5s across the board. Which means I will buy the half, and I will lay it with Houston until I see something different from the Panthers.
Yeah, I'll join you on the 3. Panthers looked a little bit better against the Dolphins for a half of football, but then kind of went back to what they were. Football. Yeah. I like CJ Stroud. I like the Texans.
I'm on the Panthers plus the 3.5.
Sneaky dog, you. You couldn't turn down Frank Reich off a bye.
Yeah, Frank Reich off a bye. You said it, man. And, you know, I don't think these teams are all that different right
what?
Now.
What?
I know the Texans have been playing better, and D'Amico Ryan's is a significant coaching edge, but I like the home dog.
Yeah. Jets, Giants, 3 is the number. 2.5 is out there. There is a 2.5 out there at PointsBet. I think the Jets are the better football team. And I'm going to lay minus 2.5.
Where specifically?
Where specifically? The entire
defense. Here we go.
Really?
The entire defense.
Yeah, I think that the defenses aren't that far apart.
How about the corner position? How about the secondary position?
Deontay Banks playing unbelievable.
He had a pick last week. Yeah, sure. He's better than Sauce. Yeah.
He might be. He has a higher next-gen stat than him. I saw it on Twitter today.
Shut the fuck up.
What about the D-line? I know you guys have your guys.
We have Sexy Dexy, Leonard Williams.
Yeah.
They're right.
Have they been playing great?
Yeah. Sexy Dexy had like 4 sacks last week.
Is Thibodeau back?
Huh?
Thibodeau's all right, yeah.
That was...
How about Wideout?
Sad.
Wideout, I'd give it to him.
I'll give you running back.
Thanks. I think that's probably a tie. Breece Hall's really
good. Breece Hall is very good.
Yeah. Wide out, I'll give you. Tight end, we're better.
I'll take Jets minus 2.5.
I'm out.
You know what? I wasn't going to bet this game, but now that I'm thinking about it, I am going to bet the New York Bowl. And I just have no faith in the Giants. So let's go Jets. Come on, Zach Wilson.
Are you taking the Giants?
Yeah, I like the Giants a lot here. I think, you know, I don't bet totals. This thing screams under.
Yes, it does.
It'll be a lot of Graham Gano versus whoever the fuck's kicking for the Jets.
I don't know that answer.
Greg the Leg, maybe?
Yeah, it might be.
Right, it's Greg
the Leg.
Yeah, I think the Giants keep finding a way with T-Mobile.
Okay. Jags are at the Steelers in Akershire. 2.5 across the board. I'll take the Jags.
Steelers plus 2.5.
I'm out here.
Yeah.
Okay. Saints are at the Colts.
Ooh.
Pick them.
Can the Colts win a game at home? Crying out loud.
This is POD territory, I feel like.
It's not that for me, but I do have a slight lean to the Colts, actually.
Yeah, I'm on the Colts for sure.
Me too. I mean, they just got
actually, you know what? I'm on
the shoe.
Let's go. Let's
for go. The shoe.
Team ride.
Beat the Saints.
It's not a team ride.
It is a team ride. We're all on it.
I'm not on it. I heard you three homers fucking so passionately say for sure beating.
I didn't say that. I'm not on them. They need to win at home at some point.
I mean, I don't like what have we seen from the Saints that's good?
What have we seen from the Colts?
They almost beat. They just put up how many points on the historic Browns defense?
You're crazy.
You homers. You guys.
They got hosed last week.
You guys, Tony.
You're a blind hater.
What?
Yeah,
blind hater.
Why don't you come to a game?
We're not blind homers. You're a blind hater.
And do what?
Hang out.
Hang out.
Be a friend. Be a lad. Hang out.
My Steelers are on, okay?
Yeah, they're on. Guess what?
TVs.
They're on in the box.
Oh, yeah, because it's easy to pay attention. Are you sound on for
each
game?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
we have a better setup than you do at your house.
I promise you,
dude. Dude, it's
a bet I do.
Eagles are at the Commanders. 7's a number. Give me the Eagles.
Put me in a moneyline parlay with the Chiefs, Ravens, and Eagles.
Fair play. I'm laying the 6.5 with the Eagles. Yeah. They had their overtime thriller. The Commanders had their chance at the Kings of the NFC East, and I think that they've gotten significantly worse since then.
Browns, Seahawks. Seahawks are minus 3.5 to 4. Nothing for me.
It's up to 4?
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, I'm out.
I'm continuing my Sunday tradition of backing the Seahawks and having watching Geno Smith throw red zone interceptions. Clean it up, Geno.
Yeah, Geno, get a couple balls to DK. I'm probably going to throw
him.
Hand it off.
I'm not laying 3.5 with the Seahawks. I would take Seahawks, maybe Seahawks.
They have been playing. They have been playing great. And then Geno just hands the ball to the other team the second they get to the right.
I imagine against the fucking Browns, there's going to be a few of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
I'd say.
I do just think that this is going to be the Browns, PJ Walker, back to fucking Earth. What's up, buddy? Welcome back to the actual NFL. Good. This is the Seahawks. So let's go.
Ravens are at the Cardinals, 8.5 to 9.5.
Nope.
Nothing.
Are we getting K1? A little K1 sauce?
Eventually.
Maybe.
Probably not.
You probably don't want to first game against the Ravens. Maybe next week. See who they got. I don't know who they have next week, but maybe. It'd
be cooler if they did.
Maybe.
I don't know if it was.
Nothing and nobody. Bengals, Niners, we've got threes popping up. Mm-hmm. We've got 3.5s.
Is Trent Williams in? Do we know?
I don't know. I'm going to lay it with the Niners minus the 3.
Ooh.
And Mr. Darnold. Because I fucking love him.
Yeah, I'm going to go Niners money line, minus 165. I'll lay the juice.
Okay. Something about this game just scares me on Cincinnati's end of them coming in and playing villain. I'm taking the over of 43.5. I think there'll be a lot of touchdowns. So let's go Christian McCaffrey, Jamar Chase, all them.
All them.
I don't know.
All them.
All them.
All them.
No play for me there. But I would like to play. Is that that's Sunday Night Football, right?
No.
Oh, shit.
Nope. Got a couple more games.
My bad.
Chiefs Broncos, 425. Seven and a half. I'm going to lay it with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm laying seven. What are we doing here?
Yeah, I'm buying it to seven. Give me the 130.
Anything there, Bruce?
I'm out of place. Yeah, no. Okay. That's why I thought we were on Sunday Night Football. Whoa. Oh, no. So disgusted.
Damn it. Science. Now we're on Sunday Night Football. Bears, Chargers, 8.5s and nines. Give me the Bears plus nine.
Oh, the Bears.
See you later.
The Bears.
You're on the Bears?
They got a beige and a change over there.
Fuck yeah, they do.
You have to fucking bet.
Is that how you say it?
No, you don't. You absolutely do not have
to. Yeah, I'll probably be on the Bears.
Okay.
Dude, I think both these teams stink. I'm taking the under of 46. And is this really at 46 and a half? Yeah. Oh, holy shit. Okay. I'm taking the under of 46 and a half. And this might be my favorite play of the week.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Good luck there.
All right. All right. I'm all of a sudden on the over. Wow. I'm just kidding.
College football. Wait,
46.
Before we dive in.
What?
I just want to lock in lay the juice with Lions laying 6.5 on Monday Night Football.
Why the who get okay? We have Monday show.
I know, but it's going to be 9.5 by the time we get to Monday, and they're 8.5 now. They were 7.5, and it's 9.5, I just want to be on the 6.5.
All right, fair.
Early, Jimmy G's back, right?
Early bird special.
He's supposed to.
Does it matter?
Yeah,
it definitely matters, dude.
Yeah,
Ryan Hoyer and Aiden O'Connell.
Well,
they ain't doing it, man.
Hoyer.
When it's Hoyer, yes, it matters.
I like Aiden O'Connell.
Me too. Let's do college football. Anything tonight? I got nothing.
Right. I got Syracuse plus 2.5 at Virginia Tech.
Okay.
And I got Georgia State plus 1.5 at Georgia Southern.
You're going against your beloved Hokies.
I mean, I don't love to do it, but Syracuse is a good ball club sometimes on a Thursday.
I'm taking the Fighting Sandman's money line.
Okay.
Cuse has stunk it up of late.
Yeah, but they
how quickly you forget the fucking behind the back fake, Bruce.
You're right,
just Garrett, a few weeks ago.
Hey, man, I love Garrett Schrader as much as the next guy, but looking at the scores of their last couple games, I think it's been a bit of
a rough stretch.
Tough teams.
Tomorrow night, there's one game. I assume no one's on FAU in Charlotte.
No, thanks.
Let's go to Saturday.
Go to Saturday.
Let's start at the noon slate.
Go to noon.
I'll start it off. I am going to lay 13.5 with Maryland at Northwestern.
I'm with you.
Just that feels.
I mean, they lost
at Illinois. Northwestern, though.
They lost to Illinois at home.
I know.
It's weird over there.
A bit of a bounce back.
Yeah, I like Maryland, too.
It's weird over there.
Any other nooners from the boys?
At Kansas plus 10 against Oklahoma.
Oh,
I'm laying 9.5 with the Oklahoma Sooners.
You trust the Bean Man?
Yeah, you're trusting the Bean Man.
I trust Kansas.
Okay.
Slow death.
Yeah, I don't like the Bean Man to keep it close with Dylan.
Okay. Any other nooners?
I got nothing. I got a one.
Yeah, I got a one too. Hopefully we're on the same side of this one.
Surprise you guys weren't on West Virginia against UCF.
They didn't look too good last week.
Yeah, they did.
UCF, I almost bet at.
And like if you're going to do that where you don't die slow late against Oklahoma State, how can you trust them against UCF?
I see one 1 o'clock game on the fucking schedule.
Eastern Michigan plus 3.
Yeah.
That was the first 1 o'clock I think I've seen this year.
Yeah, I was pumped when I saw this. I said, of course, Maxton is the one to fucking put a game at one. Let's go, Eastern Michigan.
I got a 2 o'clocker.
I got a 2 as well.
Wait, Bruce, what side are you on for the one?
I'm on Eastern Michigan plus
3. Go! Well.
Broncos favorite.
Clemson and NC State. Dabo didn't seem too thrilled to be on the CW.
No.
NC State doesn't have a good offense. Give me the under. I think 44 is the best under I could get for this game.
Give me the Wolfpack plus 10.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We think Clemson, you think they're quitting? Is this a quick game?
I don't think they're quitting. I just don't think they're good.
Yeah. It's
like tough. They haven't covered in.
Yeah. It's tough to back a average offense and an elite defense laying 10 points. Because it's like, why would they cover?
Wolfpack gets up for the Clemson.
Oh, yeah. They will.
Let's hope.
We next at 3:30s?
I have three.
I got a 3:30, yeah.
You got a three?
I have three as well.
I got three at 3:30.
You taking North Texas or Memphis?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Oh, you have three at 3:30. Yes, got you. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 3:30 games. I'm going to lay the 14 with Georgia. I know it's the first game without Brock Bowers, and maybe I should see how they do without Brock Bowers, but, you know, they got Ladd McConkey coming back.
McConkster.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great route runner.
Great route runner. Carson Beck's been playing well.
Where's McConkey been, dude?
He had a back injury to start the year, I believe. I think it was back, if I'm correct. He's been back now for a couple, 2 weeks, I think.
It's
coming back into it. I will lay it with Georgia in the world's largest cocktail party in Jacksonville, Florida.
Hell yeah.
You want one of those sides?
No.
Okay.
I got one that reeks if you want it.
What is it?
Run your...
You want me to run through?
Yeah, yeah.
We'll okay.
Just bounce around. Everyone can...
Mississippi State plus 6.5.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. We're on it together against Auburn. Iowa State minus 2.5.
Baylor?
Yeah, but...
Intriguing matchup.
Intriguing there. In Baylor. And then the last one...
Fighting rules.
The one.
Duke.
No. Oregon... Minus the 6.5, and I don't think it's going to be particularly close.
Really? Those Pac-12 games hit different.
Yeah,
you what go times it? It's to 3:30.
3:30. You go into Rice Eccles. I believe they've won 29 of 30 at home and 18 straight.
That's a tough barn.
It is, Jesus. But
game day there.
Yeah.
All right, I'm with you on Mississippi State plus 6.5. POD, Nebraska moneyline versus Purdue.
No.
I had him written down.
Rule is fucking...
He's in his bag
all the
right
way
now.
Back. No. College football rule is back.
He is.
And I like Duke getting 4.5 at Louisville.
Okay.
All right. My sneaky one, I'll do that one first. This one is nasty, but I love
Tell
it.
Tell me about it.
Give me Virginia plus 18.5 off the massive win at UNC taking on the Hurricanes this week.
Oh, I don't hate it.
Hey,
I don't that is hate gross. It.
Nothing should scare you more
that is
than
gross.
A massive underdog that doesn't think they suck. And I think that's what we got with Virginia after that big win.
Ugh.
I'm on Utah plus 7.
Fuck off.
Tony, the way that you just said it won't be close made me disgusted. We talked about it in the preseason. How you could blindfold me all year and just
Big
wake
12.
Me up.
That was Big 12.
Wake me up when the 13th-ranked team is playing the 8th-ranked team and they're catching 7 at home, and I'll be there. Give me Utah plus the 7, and then the last one, of course, is the Fighting Matt Rules at home. That'll probably be a disgusting loss for no apparent reason, the way that the Big 10's been going.
Yeah, I'm actually the only 330 I have is on the other side of you guys on that game. I took Purdue.
Whoa. How about
on
Purdue?
The road.
Yeah, the Fighting Swiss Charge are coming into Nebraska.
Jesus.
Did we miss out on any 330s that we need?
I got one at 5.
No Texas BYU. Let's see what the backup quarterbacks do, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Arch starting?
No.
No, dude. The other
fuck,
guy.
Dude.
The other guy.
He got beat out.
The other guy is a cannon. He's kind of like Joe Miller.
Well, both quarterbacks did take first team reps this week. So we will see. What, in all honesty, Malik's probably going to transfer because Arch will probably.
You think so?
Who knows?
Probably.
No, they're not. All three of them aren't staying.
Probably.
I promise you that.
Definitely not.
Where is he going to end up? Let's guess.
Wait, Ewers is draft eligible this year. Is he going to go?
Probably not.
Who knows?
Really?
Did he go first round?
Yeah, probably.
I think so.
All right. I got nothing till 8. So if anyone's got anything before then.
I got a 6.
5 o'clock, Arkansas State plus 2.5 at Louisiana Monroe.
Oh, talk about an ugly game.
5:30, Wyoming plus 5.5 at Boise State.
Ooh.
And 6 o'clock, give me Coastal Carolina catching 4 at home against Marshall.
Yes, let's go. I'm also on Coastal getting the 4 against Marshall. I love that fucking field. Let's go, Grayson McCall. What do you got?
Bruce?
I got nothing till 7:30.
Go ahead. That's you, brother. Ahead.
All right. I am on the Colorado Buffaloes plus 17.5 taking on UCLA. The Buffs are back where they belong, where we started all of this.
Double
catching 17.
Yeah, they are better as the dog.
Right where they were supposed to be.
Yeah, right where we started this whole thing off.
Turns out TCU stinks. So
yeah,
I
like Shadur to cover this one.
Okay. I got an 8er.
Yeah, I got one.
And it's a bounce back spot.
UNC?
I'm going to lay the 11 with UNC.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Oh.
I'm with you.
Against Georgia Tech.
Oh, yeah. Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Scared about that. I'm going to bring you back to 7 that I forgot about this one. I got Tennessee's going into Kentucky. I got Kentucky plus 3.5 at
home. That was the side I was leading.
I just don't like Joe Milton.
Yeah, he played decent.
Yeah, I mean, they were had Bama on the ropes in the first half.
And then my last one is 10:30. Yep. I'm not doing what you think I'm doing.
What are you doing?
It's not Oregon State, Arizona.
Come on.
I know where you're at, Tony. What I'm are you right doing? There.
I don't know if you do. I'm going to lay the 7 with Fresno.
Oh, damn it.
Against UNLV. A battle of 6-1 teams, I think.
All right. I got New Mexico plus 1.5 at Nevada.
Okay.
And then finish me off with I know Arizona's been good, but Oregon State money line. Here we go, boys.
Okay.
Nice little nightcap.
Let's go. I'm meeting you at University of New Mexico against Nevada. I know they stink, but Nevada stinks even more. So let's go.
So nobody's on Ohio State and Wisconsin?
No.
Okay.
No.
Washington, Stanford, no. Tulane. Yeah, I guess we talked about it. We pretty much covered them.
Is Ohio State going to be distracted with all their PIs?
Their running back's back this weekend. Henderson.
Travion.
Yep.
I mean, it's a night game in Camp Randall. You never know what's going to happen.
You don't?
You never know what's going
to
happen.
You don't. Might have to hire a private investigator after that.
I mean, Bruce, we don't need your Michigan blogs spewing on the program here. You keep that to your Michigan bloggers chat.
All right, let's go to the UNBA. That's the association.
Yes, it is.
I got nothing tonight.
I mean,
two games. Bucks minus 6 against the Sixers.
Yeah.
Suns plus 6.5.
Suns are 6.5.
At the Lakers.
AD's in.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me Suns plus 6.5. Fuck it.
I'm going to stay away.
I'm taking the Lakers, and if AD doesn't fucking drop 25 or more, I'm going to freak out. Actually, I might break my TV.
Game two. This is awesome.
Yeah, this is where, I mean, I'll be calling my dad. He's three hours earlier or later than me. No, earlier than me, so it's not that bad of a time. After Lakers games, I will call my dad. I will bitch the entire fucking time for 45 minutes about how bad Anthony Davis is because he doesn't have time to watch the game. And you know what? I don't know. I don't know if I can do this for a whole nother year. This is just...
I mean, he lost to the Nuggets, man. You'll be all right.
What is your pick?
It's the fucking Lakers minus 6,
bro. All right,
it's
Thursday. Jesus Christ. Let's cut.
Fucking sorry, God!
They're about to fucking tip the ball.
I'm on the Bucks tonight. I think the 76ers will be okay without James Harden for the foreseeable, probably forever. But I think that with Damian Lillard
vibes now, wise, I was just gonna lay with the Bucks.
Yeah, with Damian Lillard now on the Bucks, it is. I just think it's too much to ask of Tyrese Maxey. He's trying to fill shoes offensively. Obviously, has to have a big night defensively. And you got to cover Dame everywhere. I see it 135 to 110.
Bro, yeah, it's in Milwaukee as well. Also on the Bucks spreads. Minus.
Potentially, yeah. Yeah. How do they not score 135 every night with Damian Lillard and Giannis? We'll find out.
Yeah.
They should be completely unstoppable. Giannis just hang out at the free throw line and Dame just shooting from half court.
Bro, right? And they have the defense to completely damn near shut down Embiid if they really wanted to. Like, I think they're going to crush him.
What happens if they go cold from the floor?
Yeah, what does happen if they go cold from
the floor? See, the thing about Dame is that he doesn't go cold from the floor. But ladies and gentlemen, it is freezing in here all of a sudden. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki skates.
The double, ladies and gentlemen, you got there.
Hey, Nick.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, Tyreek Hill is playing on Sunday.
Hell yeah.
Bad for my over. Fuck.
I was trying to find out who's fucking ringing the horn tonight, but I couldn't. So let's just start with 20,000 screaming Canucks, and we don't know who's going to pump them up. But I can tell you what, the fans might be a little more rowdy tonight.
Could be.
You know why, Bruce?
Too bad fucking Grubworms are in his own 4.
Because they're going to be doing crack.
Who doesn't love?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
Did God speak to you?
No, it didn't. But I know it's Picks Friday.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill just told reporters he will be playing on Sunday.
Oh, you think his boner didn't already come?
Okay, just making sure. Just making sure. Don't want anybody getting too aggressive and picking New England in here. All right.
I will tell you this right now. Nobody picks New England.
Good.
I think only one. Actually, Bruce was the only one to take a pick on the game, and he took the Dolphins.
Respect.
Didn't take the.
No, he didn't.
No, I never did.
Smart. Lillard 30 points. Anthony Davis 30 points tonight.
Okay. Guess what? AD. Guess what? If
said he was if AD
doesn't.
Dad.
Yeah. If AD doesn't get
if
to
AD
30,
doesn't get over 25,
Mitt's gonna fucking lose his mind.
He'll call his father.
I bet he will.
Yes.
17 points at half. I thought he was going to get 40 last two nights ago.
Yeah, it was fucking bullshit.
You got a sweet look going on. How's the air show?
Air show is sweet.
The tuck. You should stick with the tuck.
Oh, did this thing tuck?
Yeah,
it's really
good. It looks
tuck
good.
Is good looking.
Yeah, I do like the tuck.
Okay.
I would stick with
it. All right.
Sweet look.
I guess so.
Hey, before you go, how about the bees tonight? You got anything for the bees?
Bees at home against the Ducks. This is going to be a blowout. I don't know if there's an alternate line. 6-1.
Yeah.
6-2. If you're going to bet on anyone to score, and I might need help with his name, Matthew Poitras.
Poitras, the defenseman?
Dude is hot.
Had a real good game. Has Marchand scored yet?
Marchand has 2 goals, I think, on the year. Pasta did not score last game. I take Pasta to score.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, Pasta, and I sprinkle first goal, too.
Okay.
Something to think about.
Thank you.
Hammer down.
Hammer down. Hammer down. Are you taking the Canucks?
No, I'm not going to. I don't love the way the Canes have started the season.
They'll probably win this game. The Kraken
are not playing great either. I just didn't love this game.
Okay.
So I stayed away.
The Jets are road favorites at the Wings.
That line is wrong.
Yeah.
Whoa, wrong team's favorite?
Yeah, that is. I'm not going to say it because I don't think when we say that it's been going too well. But that line is wrong. I love the Red Wings even though they...
I was looking at that, and I think the only thing that could get them is Reimer is in net for the Wings and Connor Hellebuck.
Reimer's in net?
Yeah, he could. Connor Hellebuck could steal the game for the Jets, but I still like the Wings.
Still in the lead?
Yeah, he's 2-0 too. I still like the Wings firepower here. I'll take the Wings as a dog at home. Yes.
Good pockets you got there.
I had my hand stuck in my pockets. Bruins are $3 favorites
again. If you want to throw them in a parlay, sure, but I didn't find an angle that I really liked. We took them puck line last game and they covered. I just don't like having to rely on that game after game, but heavy favorites with bees. You could throw them in a parlay.
Yeah, I'm throwing them in a money line parlay with the Bolts.
Okay.
Yeah.
The BJs are up in Quebec.
I like the Habs tonight.
Yeah. Another one that I didn't really love, so I'm just going to stay away. It's another situation where the goaltending kind of worries me because the Habs are going to roll out Montembeault.
Yeah.
Samuel Montembeault. And he's 1-1 in the year, and his save percentage has not been great. Columbus still trying to figure out what they are. Better start than I thought they would have, but staying away from this one.
Okay. Revenge game. Jack Johnson revenge game. Launcher in the fucking paint can.
I actually like the launch here. Penguins have not been playing well. They're figuring some things out. Colorado's a good, fast, solid, physical, deep. They got it all. Give me the Avs here. I think the Pens will figure it out. They got a West Coast swing coming up here in the next,
is
next
that
week.
Is that dad's trip or?
Calgary?
Wouldn't be a bad idea for that. No. Oh, maybe. I don't know. I know they
or
go to
Anaheim.
They go to Anaheim and San Jose. Yeah, and so we'll see there. But for tonight, I'm on Colorado.
Yeah, me too.
Lightning are $3 favorites.
Another one where it was just like maybe put them in a parlay, but I don't trust the goaltending. Again, there's a theme here. I'm not trusting the goaltending. Don't trust it right now for Tampa with Jonas Johansson. I know it's the Sharks. They're not a great team, right? They stink, especially on the road, but just too big of a favorite.
I haven't dove into the NHL world yet this year, but I could tell by this line. Flyers aren't playing bad puck.
No, we talked about it. Flyers are, Torts has them playing like a Tortorella team, way over their heads talent-wise, so they are working their asses off, they're blocking shots, they're getting timely goal scoring in their young team, so they're, you know, you can't tell them they stink. They don't know that yet. Too dumb to know what they don't know.
Bless you.
You know how that
old
goes.
Old enough to know better?
Young enough not to care.
Boom. You told them, Jake. But for this one, I will like Minnesota because I really like the way Minnesota's playing. And I like Gustafsson in net for them.
Give me
Minnesota money line.
Give me the Flyers.
Oh, whoa. And the Pons.
Sens are at the Isles. Isles are 120 favorite.
I'm going to give the Isles a shot here. Sorokin is playing well. He had a bit of a letdown the other night against the Colorado, but that's what they'll do to you. The Islanders hung tough in that game, bounced back, got some offense, surprisingly. So Korpisalo, I don't trust as a goaltender for the Sens. Still a young team on the rise, but give me the Isles at this one.
Oh, Gumpy's two favorite teams. The Leafs are playing the Stars.
Leafs historically play the Stars very tough.
I believe Wedgewall's in that.
Wedgie's in that?
It's a wedge? Just a wall. We got a wall game. Just wall in that for Wedgie. The Leafs versus Wedgie for the Stars.
Wedgie gave up two shorthanders
in
30 seconds.
It's not his fault.
Pants. Texas. I mean, we're talking Texas hockey. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing for me.
The Blues are in Calgary. Oof. 190 favorites. For Calgary.
Calgary's like laying 190.
Yeah, I'm not touching that either.
Okay. Thursday?
Rags are roll.
Last game of the night. At the Coils.
I don't know.
Rags are roll.
Stu Skinner is going to go for the Coils, but he has not had a great start to the season. He's 0-2 with an 8.14 save percentage. Yikes. Give me the Rags.
Okay.
All right. Rags. The Rags on the road.
There you go.
The Raggies.
Fucking thank you, Nick.
Thank you, boys. Good luck.
Good luck out there.
Good luck out there.
Hey, good luck out there.
Good luck out there.
Nick.
Good luck, Nick.
Good luck,
Nick. Good luck.
Good luck, Nick.
Have a good weekend, Nick.
Have a good
weekend, Nick.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
See you, buddy.
See you, brother.
Respect your country.
Yeah. Forget it. Don't got to tell me. Tony's betting. Air Force? No, Tony's the one betting against all the fucking firms.
I'm sorry. Is this an Air Force jersey?
Bye, Nick.
It's an Air Force jersey with your name on it? No. Okay.
Does it have your name on it?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Let's go, dude.
Custom.
It's fucking awesome.
Give me the Diamondbacks to win the World Series.
All right.
Nah. Put me down for the Rangers tomorrow.
Okay. I haven't figured out yet.
I think that the Rangers bullpen rears its ugly head at last.
Nah.
Pitching. Dude, I got confidence in the fucking Boch, man.
Yeah. Bochy is kind of in his bag.
Yeah. Bochy is a savage.
Let's say we do some footy.
Here we go. Tomorrow, I got Tottenham Moneyline versus Crystal Palace.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
I got Girona Moneyline versus Celta Vigo in La Liga. What? Nice Moneyline versus Clermont Foot.
Okay.
Saturday. EPL. Tell you what, this goes against my... this for JJ. Give me Burnley Moneyline, all right? To win the fucking game.
Come on, boys.
Not a super confident pick.
Oh, no. The Burnley boys are buzzing.
They'll James Trafford isn't bad in that.
No, he's got a 7.6 rating, Bruce told me.
Yes. 7.4 and a 3-0 loss. How's that work?
Hello. Welcome.
Thank you. Oh, God.
Chilly. Yeah, Bill runs the temperature out of his room and pumps into here somehow, and he's got to keep his bodies cold and stuff. Sometimes, yeah.
It's messed up.
What do we got?
Hey.
Yeah, you're on.
Yeah, you're good.
Boys, it's an honor to be in here.
It's an honor to have you in here.
Yeah.
Gumpy, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
I got
it. Just bet Burnley for JJ.
Hey.
Yeah.
Need him.
Yeah.
Can't be losing to Bournemouth.
No.
That's the name of the team, right?
Yeah.
WM, whatever.
Who?
Bournemouth.
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 Hell yeah. Boys, you guys are doing great.
We don't know.
Thank you.
Gump, good to see you.
Hell yeah.
What's going on?
Talon, thank you for the opportunity to join you boys here on Hammer Down.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's ever been a more important day for you guys to get bets right.
Oh,
I know you got that Maverick helmet right there in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the Top Gun Maverick is actually being filmed above the Thunderdome right now?
Yeah, that's what's happening.
I was just outside. Six Blue Angels flying
in
formation over our field at about, I don't know, maybe 2,500 feet, 3,000 feet.
As awesome as it sounded?
I fell down.
So. Oh, yeah, it was humming above our heads. We heard something going.
The gas from those Blue Angels are blessing the Thunderdome right
Let's
now.
Let's go.
So beautiful. I need you to have your best night because kind of all of America depends upon it.
Okay. You know what I'm going to do then, Pep?
What's that, pal?
Okay. This wasn't a pick on my original board.
But?
Since you came in here and did that.
Listen, they did that, not me.
They did that.
Hell yeah.
Put on the tarp.
You should put that on.
Air Force minus 12 and a half this weekend against Colorado State.
Well done.
That felt so obvious now, doesn't it?
That might be the football gods.
That's the football gods.
Football gods.
Yeah. They're flying right over top of us.
Let's go.
That's a great jersey.
Fuck yeah.
I thought you were bullshitting. I didn't know you actually had your name on
that. I love it. Perfect timing for it as well. It.
Fucking Shad sent it in.
Shad's a good man.
He's a listener. He's a good Air Force man, and he sent it in.
Shad, I don't know. Was Shad in one of these?
He probably.
Maybe.
I think he went to Air Force.
There was a couple. They were doing little whoop-de-loos.
Yeah.
A couple of these other ones.
All fighter jets.
And they wanted like a little loop-de-loo, and then Blue Angels came flying overhead, and then there was these other ones like that were just like black ops, just like matte black. Just they're flying at like 1,000 feet.
Did
it was
you
insane outside?
Did you happen to get a hold of Hangman?
I did not call Glenn.
Brewster?
I should have texted Miles. Actually, I will text Miles. That guy has to hate just that I have a
gun. Hey, is this you?
Hey, how do you fly these things? Anytime I see a fighter, I'll go like, I'll be flying back from a place and I'll get on the plane and it'll just be like fighter jets sitting on the runway or whatever. And I'll just take a picture and I'll be like, so if I wanted to fly these things, how would I do it? Miles Teller's like looking at his phone. What the fuck does this guy have my phone number?
I heard there's someone in this company who was super concerned that we're not going to be able to get out of here tomorrow because of the Blue Angel.
Yeah, shutting down the airspace for about 10 days, I heard.
I'll tell you what. They do put on a good air show over there.
That guy knows. Oh, he knows a lot about everything, too.
Oh, those air shows, too. Like, they don't fuck around.
I've never been to one.
Really?
You were just at one.
That's not happened. The first time that's happened. When we were downtown, they did a fucking bunch of loop-de-loop flyovers.
Yeah, Blue Angels like circled the city five times or something like that. This is for an actual air show. So there'll be planes from like World War One, World War Two in this. They'll have all those stuff.
When is it tomorrow? Saturday.
I think it's this weekend. I'm not 100% sure. I just found out about it from Bailey and then I walked outside.
Oh, so today was practice.
Yeah, I think today was
warming up.
I think all the planes are getting into town. Smart. I think there's a lot of potential, like, look at us. There was this one.
Oh, they're putting on a show.
Oh, so when we take off tomorrow, we might see a couple.
We're taking off pretty early, but the
be dark out.
The plane is, they were going like, yes.
Pulling G.
Stalling out.
Straight up. And then straight back. There was four of them flying like this. Looked like they were like one.
Guys are insane.
Stacked. They were flying like this. And then they all shot straight up in the air. And then they separated. And then they all came back straight down.
Let's go, dude.
I thought there was a plane crashing out. Four of them. I thought there was four planes crashing out.
I'm surprised they didn't ask you to
see these videos.
We didn't get a video of all of them. I apologize. Oh, I was out there enjoying the moment, you know, like Phil Knight when LeBron James was doing his
thing. Living the moment.
I was trying, but I did get a couple videos because I actually, as Blue Angels turned a corner, the one that came right over top, you guys heard? I literally said, oh, shit. They were like right above that neighborhood over there.
Did Connor get in? Because he's been bragging that he's got 400 times zoom now on his new phone.
Yeah, so he was inside the entire time. I sent a text like, hey,
air show
happening outside.
I literally in my head said, God damn it.
And I thought these guys that had these brand new iPhones would maybe want to run their way outside. They did not.
Damn.
Come on.
I heard there was no coin either.
No coin. No.
Listen, I
ride bucks.
I mean, Nick seemed like he was pretty wanted to get out.
That's what he was acting like out there. Yeah. I came back in. I saw the Blue Angels. I was all jacked up. And I'm like, can we do a coin today? He said, no coin today.
There was a couple close ones.
I was waiting. I thought picks Thursday.
Didn't show up for work today. Coin didn't show up for work today.
Yeah, big fucking surprise there.
It is kind of a surprise.
Whoa. Mitt,
you anti coin?
No, I love the coin. And I just get pissed when he doesn't come for like 2 weeks. I'm like, hey, buddy, like we work together.
The new coin, dude.
Yeah, it is on the ice.
Oh,
new app.
Blue collar. It's not a blue collar coin anymore.
Yeah, it's a coin on the ice. It lives on the ice now and it doesn't show up.
Put it on ice.
We got the Colts this weekend. Yeah, we do. Tony was on him, but he bailed out.
Saints, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to take him. And then these three were like, there's no chance in hell the Colts lose. And I didn't like that confidence.
I never said that.
I said play of the day.
Bruce acts like that. Play of the day.
Yeah.
POD.
Yeah, for Sunday, for sure.
Okay.
I didn't say any of that.
I haven't seen anything to like about that.
Jim should parachute out of a Blue Angel into the...
Yeah.
We're going to talk about it today. We missed it. Tom Pelissero saying that they're going to penalize Jim.
I'd like to see it.
What are they going to do? Tell him he can't come to the stadium? He will park his fucking helicopter outside that window.
Exactly.
When that thing shows up and he's just standing on the side.
What if he's just dangling down?
Wait, who's in town?
Him and Chris.
Saints, right?
Saints, yeah.
There's a good chance Jimmy Graham's flying his Apache.
Let's go.
Jim Irsay would take his helicopter, put it right above the Apache.
I don't know if he's...
When Jimmy Graham's playing?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Jimmy Graham flies his helicopter, parks it.
Yeah.
Jim Irsay flies, parks it while he's there. They say, you're not allowed to be here. You're suspended. He goes, you're right. And he goes up to the sky. He stands outside the window.
Yeah.
I think he'll do that the whole game. He's the only owner that I would say if he was banned from a stadium for the game, he would potentially fly helicopter over top of state.
100%.
Yeah. It would be so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Place would go bananas. Imagine him showing up middle of the first
quarter. Oh, yeah. That, playing that song.
Do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anytime that song hits, you got to jump around,
Jim has the Maverick helmet on. He has the Maverick helmet on. And he's sitting outside the helicopter.
Oh, man. I wouldn't be surprised if Jim's got his own call sign.
He should.
Yeah,
I don't know if he'd want to cover that.
He might be Rooster now after I saw his hair.
I don't know if he'd want to cover that hair, that new hair he's got.
Well, he's parked a helicopter with that hair. Remember, he said, I parked this helicopter with my bare hand.
And got on an amphibious SUV for 10 seconds before someone else who looked like him got.
No.
What? No.
There was a suspicious cut.
No.
There was a suspicious there was never, cut.
No. There was never.
There was a suspicious cut. I promise you that.
So have you guys made all your picks?
Just we're footy. Finishing up with soccer.
Just footy.
Burnley?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, have to. I mean, who would I be if I didn't back JJ's boys at this point?
Seems like he does have a little heat with you.
He called you a piece of shit.
I know, but he's also concerned because if they get relegated, that's a lot of money.
Bad business.
Oh, yeah. Like a lot of money. And then when you go down, a lot of your best players aren't going to want to stick around for the championship. They want to play in the Premier League. Like,
yeah, but they get it. JJ Watt's team.
Let's hope.
Hopefully, yeah.
Who's the owner?
I don't know, to be honest.
JJ. We got to hope.
Oh, he's majority?
No, he's not the majority. He's a minority owner. Remember, he said that a couple times because Jordan's on the other side this weekend. He's the owner of Bournemouth.
Alan Pace, chairman.
ALK Capital. Yeah, I know who they are.
Absolutely.
ALK Capital.
We've seen their money before. Wait,
Dude Perfect's part of the Burnley fucking owners club?
Wow.
What?
Wait, all of
them? They can't get relegated.
Oh, let's call JJ.
Please do.
You think he's going to answer?
Dude Perfect. Dude Perfect joined Burnley's ownership group August 14th, 2023.
Wow.
How come JJ's never said that?
Are all of them in it, or is it just one of them?
JJ, we're live on Hammered Down, which is a gambling podcast. Is that all right?
We're picking soccer. We're picking Burnley.
Hey, we're currently picking Burnley to get a big win. We had no idea Dude Perfect was an owner of that team as well. You guys can't lose this weekend. Okay, you're right. Good owner. Tried to get him.
Oh, what a moment.
Tried to get him.
We didn't ask him to pick the game. We just want to know if Dude Perfect was the owner.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to ask him
for inside information.
We just want an info. Dude Perfect is owner? How come we haven't found that out?
Oh, fuck.
That changes everything.
Yeah, give me Burnley or give me death.
Oh, yeah, come on, lads.
What else you got, lad?
JJ Watt and Dude Perfect.
I have Chelsea Moneyline versus Brentford.
Okay. Like it.
Right. Yeah.
Like it.
Newcastle Moneyline versus Wolves.
Oh, yeah.
Magpies.
To La Liga, I got Las Palmas.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Double chance. Real Madrid, draw no bet.
Obviously.
Hattafi, double chance.
Oh, this guy's seeing the board.
Sevilla, draw no bet. Bundesliga, I got Wolfsburg draw no bet. Stuttgart money line.
Stuttgart's good team.
Union Berlin to finally turn it around, I hope, draw no bet.
Oh, wait a minute. They're in a little bit of a schneid.
Yeah, right? I don't know if anybody knows this, but MLS playoffs started last night.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I also maybe might have missed that yesterday.
You did,
I apologize. But Saturday, I got New England
That's
double
the best
chance.
League in the world.
New England double chance versus Philly. LAFC moneyline versus the Vancouver Whitecaps. Sunday, give me Dortmund draw no bet. Monaco double chance. AC Milan double chance. Real Betis moneyline. Real Sociedad draw no bet. Bilbo moneyline.
Bilbo, yeah.
West Ham.
Oh, West Ham United.
They're plus money versus Everton.
The Hammers.
Man City moneyline in the Manchester Derby.
Yep.
And then MLS Sunday, Houston moneyline, Cincy moneyline, St. Louis moneyline.
Humpy, that's a lot of bets, bub. Thank you for your...
Pat, you're in for a real treat. I don't know if you'd know this or not, what we do to close out the shows these days.
You did really good.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, you want to close out the show?
Yeah, Tony, I got you. All right. The future belongs to those who believe in the dreams of beauty. Oh, fuck. I fucked it up.
All right. That's what you guys
do? You want me to get it?
I got nervous.
No, Mitt, don't be nervous.
Let him, no, let him do it.
No,
let
right, excuse my fucking
one more time. One more time.
Hey, from the top. We, you got the first
it,
one didn't even happen.
Go, Mitt. You got it, Mitt.
Here we go, Mitt.
Remember your punctuation.
Come on. Is this who wrote this speech?
He does it at quote of the tells day. Us who it is at the end.
Okay, sweet. Quote of the day.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's good.
All right, Tony, I got something for you here. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. Eleanor Roosevelt.
Wow.
That's really good. Certainly quotable.
Sometimes he ties it into what's happening with the day. I don't know if is that a tie into anything or?
You know what? It's I mean, I got a lot of futures bets out right now.
Oh. There it is. Make them dreams.
Full circle. Full circle.
That was really good, man.
Thank you.
It's really good.
It's really smart. Quote of the day.
Yep.
You got anything for Gooder?
No, certainly all right. Not.
All right.
You're on top of that.
Hope everybody wins this weekend.
Hey, good delivery on that, Mitt.
Yeah.
Baby,
and Mitt. Great work in this room, by the way. You guys crush it.
Hell yeah.
Well,
genuinely.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, I don't get to listen every episode. I should listen more. I'm more of a Pontiac guy myself.
Most people are. Most people are.
I'm not gambling every single day like I used to be, so I don't
need. So you're happier?
Certainly. It certainly is a different life.
Yeah.
Just gambling on, like, he was rattling off just
1,000 games.
In years past, I would have just blindly been like, yep. All right.
This is a problem.
See the footy parlay on the IG story.
It's fantastic. I'm proud of you, honestly, genuinely. But you guys are crushing it.
Thank you. Appreciate that,
brother.
Everyone, thank you for listening and watching. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah! Ah!